Before the break, we were in the realm of spiritual rebirth, and I spent some time trying to beat nihilism into submission. And we did that meditation where we invoked the qualities of awakening and took them into our heart and just sat out of that experience. Talking about qualities of awakening might be a bit vague, so maybe it's worth us just taking a few minutes just to call to mind some of the qualities of awakening or enlightenment. Yes, so what springs to mind? Let's get to 30 of them, say. Anyone like to start? Suggest a quality?
Generosity.
Generosity, thank you.
And kindness.
Kindness.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Joy.
Joy.
Awake.
Awake, yes.
Equanimity.
Equanimity.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Purity.
Purity.
Love.
Love. Beauty.
Beauty. Energy. Happiness. Energy.
Oh, sorry. About three at once there. So I heard energy, compassion.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Peace.
Peace.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Spaciousness.
Spaciousness and
liberation.
Bliss.
Bliss.
Release.
Release.
Communicativeness.
Communicativeness.
No regrets.
No regrets, yes.
Humility.
Humility.
Naturalness.
Naturalness.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Spontaneity.
Loving kindness and
spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Play.
Playfulness.
Aliveness.
Aliveness.
Constancy.
Constancy.
Freedom. Fearlessness.
I think we've had freedom. Fearlessness.
Easiness.
Easiness.
No, isness.
Isness.
Yeah.
Isness. Okay.
Deathlessness.
Deathlessness. Resourcefulness.
Unshakability.
Unshakability.
Passion.
Passion. Passion.
Empathy.
Empathy.
Fluidness.
Fluidness. Sensitivity.
Boundless energy.
Boundless energy.
Wisdom.
We've had.
Emptiness.
We can have it again. I'm such a stupid.
Emptiness.
Emptiness, yes.
Ungraspability.
Sorry, ungraspability. And?
Tranquility.
Tranquility, yeah.
Smiling.
Smiling.
Computerless.
Computerlessness, yes. Sense of humour, yes. Sorry?
Relaxed.
Yeah. Being relaxed?
No.
Pardon? Approachability, yes. Mysteriousness, yes, yes.
Appropriateness.
Appropriateness, yeah.
We had limitless.
No, if we have, I don't remember, so we'll have it again. Or not, in the case, maybe. Okay. Well, that was about 50. So because we've done so well with that. The exam at the end of the retreat is cancelled. Okay, so that just makes it a bit more specific, doesn't it, what we're talking about? Yeah. All those qualities. And somebody said naturalness. Natural is a funny word because of how we are, it's kind of natural for us to be anxious and fearful and get ratty about things and have computers and so on and so forth. But if we manage to really relax and let go, then it seems like these qualities just do appear naturally. There are qualities of a Dharma Niyama way of functioning, to put it like that. Okay, what have we got? So I think in a minute we'll do another meditation, but let's just see, make sure nobody's left with anything, any burning issues or complete uncertainties as a result of what we've done so far. Vajrasakhi?
I was sort of wondering about friendship and connection with Sangha. Mm-hmm. Is that coming to this as well, do you think, or is that not part of how you see the qualities of enlightenment?
I suppose I see the Buddha as a friend to the world. And it just comes naturally out of metta and karuna and mudita and upekkha. Mm-hmm.
So the Sangha is sort of part of the heart.
Well, yes, Sangha kind of comes naturally out of those qualities, although what we think of as the friendship aspect of Sangha, let's put it like that. Because Sangha has a lot of different qualities, doesn't it? It's like Sangha is, you can see Sangha in different ways. You know, sort of going back to yesterday, you could see a Sangha as a group of people engaged in exploration of how things are, for instance, sort of mutually. But yeah, you can also see Sangha in terms of friendship and yeah. Okay. Kind of feel like I haven't emphasised something enough for you, but not quite sure. What would that be?
I guess it's something about the order itself as a community of practitioners and practices on the bodhicitta arising out of our communication with each other. That
sort of area,
which is that connectedness, maybe, or something. It
sounds
a little bit different from the way that you're talking about our
practice of no-self. It kind of relates to it. I mean, it's very different. With all these areas, we could have a long time on each one, and so I just have to pick bits here and there. But that may yet emerge. Let's see. Dharma, did you want to ask something?
Yes, I just wanted to clarify if you believe the ego and self are the same thing.
I believe that words mean how you define them, basically. I think broadly speaking, for the purposes of this discussion, yes, ego clinging and self clinging mean the same.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, good. Perfect. Thank you.
Dharmarati?
Sorry, so different topics, so if you finish.
That's right, yep.
I'd be interested to hear a little bit more about this sort of heart wish and how one works with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it feels like a little bit of unfamiliar ground. And I may have misheard you in the last meditation, but if I did a misheard you in quite a helpful way. But, something that, were you making a link between the qualities of that heart wish and the receptivity to the qualities of the awakening? But I'd be interested to hear a little bit more about how you work for that.
Well, earlier in the week I was talking about heart wish in terms of motivation, wasn't I? And what really, yeah, we do have partly it seems to be about the fact that so Bhante talks about when you gain enlightenment, you're likely to experience it in terms of almost like what you have been looking for or lacking. So if you're someone who's been looking for love, you may well find, the way he puts it is that, yeah, enlightenment will present itself, may present itself to you as an experience of great love. It's as if that quality that you've been looking for, that's been lacking, somehow, at last, it's completely here. If you're anxious and restless, it may present itself to you as deep peace, and so on and so forth. Yeah. If you've always felt constrained, if you've always felt limited, if you've always felt like you could never quite breathe easy, it may present itself to you in terms of freedom. So taking that, it's a bit, I relate that to that heart wish. Is there's in each of us, well, there are a number of kind of heart wishes, but there's certainly in our practice at a particular time, it's as if there's something which deep down we're looking for, something which, and usually there is also an intuition that there is some way that could be met. And so if we take what Bhante's saying, then let's say that I feel constricted and constrained, and my heart wish comes out connected with that as I just want to be free. I just long for freedom. Then when I imagine the Yidam or the Buddha, and one way of seeing that is that I'm putting myself in, so to speak, in contact with how I will become at the end of the path, then, if you like, what the face of enlightenment that is towards me is the face of freedom. And so there's a correspondence. So that in that meditation, it wasn't very conscious, but I think, you know, with hindsight, I was trying to bring out that kind of connection. Does that help?
It's another, and this is maybe getting a little bit specific, but I mean, I found that a helpful link to make, even like about that sort of receptivity to the qualities, and linking it so explicitly to that kind of very core drive, what was helpful. I'd be interested, I suppose it's so different from how we would usually approach just sitting. It seemed, you know, very directive and very deliberately taking attention to, you know, first of all, my own motivation, and secondly, that receptivity. Just, would you like to just join up the dots a little bit more from that intentional reflection to the sort of, you know, that as an approach to just sitting?
We're just sitting, if we take what Bhante was saying in that extract, is a state of awareness. It's a state of deeply relaxed awareness. And for our awareness to be deeply relaxed, the causes of craving and clinging on, they have to relax. And they relax finally when that deep kind of core dissatisfaction, that sort of drive, that sense that there is something to be fulfilled, is fulfilled. So one way into just sitting is that at least on an imaginative level, you go through a process of having that deep drive fulfilled, and then you can just sit easy. That kind of longing, which is constant, actually dissatisfaction in a way, that's been satisfied. And that just leaves a state where you're just very happily with experience. How about that?
All
right.
Yeah.
Any more?
You said on an imaginative level.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more of that.
Say an awful lot about imagination. Sometimes it's harder to say a little. The imagination is a way of giving ourselves access to states or ways of being that we can't easily access in other ways. So, in a sense, when we're when we call to mind the image of the Buddha or Ayodhama or whoever it is, it's a way of awakening qualities in ourselves that we don't identify with, usually. Or that we're not aware. Firstly, that we're not aware of. And then, so, okay, the process goes something like, I have potential for compassion, say, and I'm not in touch with it. But then I do visualization practice, I visualize Tara, say, and to start with, I still feel, well, I'm not Tara, but at least I'm through imagination, I create something, and this is how it feels to start with, which puts me in contact with those qualities. But then sometimes with visualization you get stuck where the process just ends there. So you may be visualizing Tara in front and you're very devoted to all these wonderful qualities, but there's still poor little you down here who's devoted. But if you go a stage further, more and more you become identified with those qualities. So the whole sadhana has been a kind of skillful means to enable you to discover those potential qualities, because all this is happening within your own awareness, isn't it? So even the Tara in front of you, well, those qualities are qualities of your own awareness, otherwise you wouldn't feel anything. So it's as if it's all trying to find ways for us to contact those qualities and come to embody them. And imagination is a helpful way to do that. a whole big area, this. Does that help at all? Okay. Okay, let's stop there and do another short period of meditation. We can come back to some of these themes this afternoon.